Hello, my name is Aaron. I'd like to welcome everyone here in God's enclosed stationary circular flat plane Earth to From the Darkness to the Light. As believers in Jesus Christ, at times it might seem difficult to know who the other brethren might be. You know, there are many who claim to be believers in Jesus Christ. But we can look around and see that most in our world who even claim to be believers in Jesus Christ hold to unbiblical doctrines, or they completely deny God by their lifestyles, actions, and their words. And the sad fact is that in our flesh, we will all at times act in a manner that is not a good representative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know I have. But we are promised as born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that we will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, who is God in flesh. And if we are truly in Christ and sealed, and we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, we will be chastened by God if we are living in the flesh. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 8 say, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." So you can see here, when we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, and if we get off into sin, which we all will on occasion, okay? But if we are children of God, our Lord will chasten us, and he will reveal our sin to us and call us out of it. And we should thank the Lord for the fact that he humbles us by showing us our sin against him and calls us out of it. If one is able to continue in sin, and there are many who do these things, and we as God's elect will look at these people who claim to be Christians continuing in their wickedness, and we might say, "But look at that, God, why is that going on?" Well, the reason is that it's very possible that those who are continuing in their sins are not sons of God, but they are bastards. They are going around staking claim to being sons of God, but they do not have the Spirit of God. If they are one of God's children and they continue in sinful behavior, I will say this, that those people should be on the lookout, because God will surely come with discipline upon any of his children who are participating in sinful, wicked behavior. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we must all always be checking ourselves to make sure that we are not participating in this kind of sinful behavior. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we must live a life that is pleasing to God, and we must choose our actions and our words carefully and see that what we are doing is what our Lord Jesus Christ would have us to do. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16 say, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." We as believers, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. This means we are to live it out with fear and trembling, because it is God that works in us to do his will and to do of his good pleasure. This means that we as believers in Jesus Christ should live our lives carefully and be sure that we are living, speaking, and acting in ways that glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot, as believers, continue living in our flesh. The Word of God assures us of this. And the Word of God is clear that we are to love the brethren. 1 John chapter 2, verses 8 through 11 say, "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded their eyes," his eyes. And not only are we to love our brethren, but the Word of God says to love our enemies. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, it says, You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And you know, to do these things, to love our brethren at times, and especially to love our enemies, these things are impossible to do without the Holy Spirit of God indwelling in us. But we are told that the world, all men, will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ if we love, have love for one another, if we love the brethren. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35 say, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So, how can we know who the brethren are? There are clearly many deceivers, liars, slanderers in the world, antichrist. And most of these people make claims, or many of them make claims on being Christians. But how are we as believers to know who the brethren are? And the answer is we go to the scriptures and we look there and we see the fruit of the Spirit of God. We as born-again believers in Jesus will show the fruit of the Spirit. It will not merely be in word, but it will be in deed, in our actions. There are many who draw near to God with their mouths, but they deny Him by their actions. And those in their sins do this because they are still in their sins, as we all once were before being quickened to life by the work of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. And are these people the Lord's? Maybe. But if their actions now show absolutely no sign of this, then they haven't been called out of their sins at this point. And if they aren't showing any signs of having the fruit of the Spirit, then they are none of Christ. I'm going to go ahead and read out of Galatians chapter 5 here in a moment, but in Galatians 5, we're clearly taught what the works of the flesh are versus the fruit of the Spirit. And we will know our brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ by this fruit of the Spirit. We can't help but have the fruit of the Spirit if we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And to go back here to Romans chapter 8 real quick, and it says in verse 28, And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Those are some wonderful promises to God's people there, God's elect. You know, it's a finished work of Jesus Christ that we are saved. We are done. It's a done deal in the eyes of our Lord God. And we can see that salvation is of the Lord from start to finish. All of God's elect, those of us chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, are promised. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? So each and every one of us who are in Christ Jesus, we will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We can't help it. So here in Galatians chapter 5, where I'm about to read, we are told what the fruit of the Spirit is. This is how we can know if someone is one of the brethren. Are they living in the flesh, contrary to the Spirit of God? Or is that person walking in the Spirit of God? We as born-again believers in Jesus Christ must look at the Scriptures and discern who the brethren are by seeing if they are being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, like all believers are predestined to do, or are they walking in the flesh and filled with hatred, strife, wrath, and envy? Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 26. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variants, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And see, here's how we can go back and look and see if someone is in the Spirit of God or if they are in their flesh. All right? And we saw in Romans 8 that those of us who are born again of the Spirit are predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. And it's not only by our words, but it's by our actions and how we live our lifestyle and how we treat the brethren, you know? And there are many who claim to be brethren and who are not. And we must discern this by looking at the fruits of the Spirit, okay? If someone is out biting and trying to devour one of the brethren, no, but we can be assured that this person does not have a love for the brethren, okay? And are these people that we're around, you know, we must check this in ourselves as well to see if we are living in the Spirit or in our flesh, and we can all get caught up in this on occasion. But as we know for sure what I just read in Hebrews, that if we are of Christ and we start to act in our flesh, He will chastise us and pull us out of it. Okay? So if we look around at people in our lives and we wonder, you know, how are they able to do this, you know, and live in sin and hate the brethren, slander people, lie against them, and they don't seem to have any repercussions for it. Folks, they don't have the fruit of the Spirit because they don't have the Spirit of God in their lives. So this is why we all must work out our salvation with fear and trembling and try to live by the fruits of these spirits here. Okay? Those who are in the flesh, you know, they're filled with hatred, wrath, strife, and murders. You know, and a murderer is someone who hates someone in their heart. If you hate someone in your heart, you are a murderer. Okay? And we know that no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. We read that in Revelation. The fruit of the Spirit, we can be guaranteed, if we are of Christ, we will not be going around biting other brothers in Christ or the brethren in Christ. We will not try to devour them. We will not be living with hatred, wrath, strife, murdering in our hearts, drunkenness, revelings. And the people who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those living in adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. You know, and if you know, if you're living in lasciviousness, which is a kind of, it means like a license to sin, you know. And in Jude, we're told that, you know, that many will sneak in and try to use the grace of God for lasciviousness. And there are many who will try to use the scriptures and the word of God here to try to destroy brothers, the brethren in Christ. Now, these people who do this aren't brothers in Christ, but they go into the word because it's not their final authority. They use it to attack others. Okay, and they don't have the signs of the fruit of the Spirit in their life. Because if we are in Christ, we will love the brethren, and we will have the love that we will have the fruit of the Spirit, which are what? Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Okay? We can know who the brethren are, and we can check ourselves and see if we are living by the fruit of the Spirit, if we're living with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Okay? If we are Christ, we have crucified the flesh and the lust of the flesh. So we as believers must live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another and envying one another. Okay? We must walk in the fruit of the Spirit. This is what separates us from the world. That even when the world is constantly attacking us, that we still live in the Spirit. You know? And this is going to happen. The world hates our Lord Jesus Christ. They hated Him when He was here walking the earth. They're going to hate us. You know, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 say, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And, you know, the will of the Lord is that we who are His will be saved, and that we will be conformed to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we will walk in the fruit of the Spirit. We will walk with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. Okay, that is the will of God. And, you know, we must walk with wisdom when dealing with the world, for Satan is out seeking whom he may devour. We must redeem our time because the days are truly evil. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6 say, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. No matter how the world treats us, no matter what those in their sinful flesh might try to do to tear down the brethren, and the work that God has done in our lives, we must still always speak with grace and live wisely among the world. And we must live a life that is seasoned with salt and be a shining light on the hill. We as believers in Jesus Christ, born again by the Spirit of God, we must all make sure that we have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And we must discern if those around us are living with the fruit of the Spirit. If they do not, then we know that they are not the brethren. We still must show love to those in their flesh who aren't our brethren in Christ. But we will know that an individual isn't our brethren if they have hate for the brethren in Christ. If they spend their time trying to tear down those that have been saved by the grace of God. You see, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. That's what he did when he was allowed into heaven. He was up there accusing the brethren. You know, and he was cast out of the presence of God down here to earth, where he now spends his time accusing the brethren, and he uses those who are in the flesh to do so. And this is why we must work out our salvation and live out our salvation with fear and trembling, so that we don't get caught up in doing this ourselves, because we still wage war against our flesh by the Spirit of God, and we must make sure to not be getting caught up in this kind of stuff. And it's very easy for us to do so, and sometimes we do it when we think we're doing what's right. But we must step back and go, am I showing the fruit of the Spirit of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And if we're not, we must repent of that and seek those things. Another thing to remember is that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, even though that's how the world works. And this is what Satan uses to attack those of us in Christ Jesus. He uses those who are walking in their flesh, other people in this world, because that's what he has to do. But we must not fight in that same manner. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13 say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not ourselves. You know, those who, you know, fight in the flesh, they do so because they are in their flesh. Those who have on the armor of God stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We know that our battle isn't with the people around us, but it's with that wicked old dragon, the serpent, the devil, and his kingdom of iniquity. And I encourage you all to stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Live with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faith, with meekness and temperance. Fight the spiritual battle, pray for your enemies, bless those who curse you and lie about you because they are caught up in a battle that they seemingly know nothing of, and they are being used by that old dragon, by Satan. Those who hate God's children hate Christ. You're in good company if the world hates you. And we got to remember that apart from the grace of God in our lives, we would all be doing these same things, and we must be careful not to get caught up in doing these things. Praise God for his grace and the mercy that he has shown to those of us who are his elect, those he has won the battle for. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, not by battling in our flesh. My name is Aaron. This is From the Darkness to the Light. May God bless you all with the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.